Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Friday, the 6th of May. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Steve Watson, webmaster at Infowars.net. I'm here with Alex on the line. We're just discussing the revamp of the domestic police state and the possible dangers that that possesses. And from my perspective, all this comes at a very opportune time for Big Sis and Homeland Security, because just a couple of weeks ago, they announced a complete revamp of their terror alert warning system, whereby they would get rid of the Sesame Street color-coded system under Bush and start, you know, sending you direct alerts on your iPhone and Twitter and Facebook. And basically, that the alerts are going to become unavoidable. Alex, can you speak to that?
Oh, absolutely. The whole thing was rolled out. That's, we told people Sunday that the photo of the Situation Room was fake, and Pachinik told them that on Tuesday, and it's been all admitted now, completely fake, no video feed. The whole story's a lie. They add things that change to make you think the general overall lie has some truth to it. Well, we did kill bin Laden, but yeah, he didn't fight back, and yeah, he didn't throw his wife in front of the you know, people, on and on and on. The bottom line is they're a pack of lying criminals. They've lied over and over and over again, and we need to remember that. The mainstream media keeps saying, Alex, is everything a conspiracy? Is everything a government lie? Well, certainly with the 9/11 fable, of course, if 9/11's a lie, the new bin Laden killing is a lie. Because the entire thing is a fraud, and it was admitted, mainstream news in the late 90s, that he had total renal failure and another disease on top of it, and couldn't live more than 5 to 6 years. I mean, this is absolute total fiction. And when Steve Pachinik met bin Laden back in the mid-80s, he was very, very sick. And, of course, Pachinik coming up in 30 minutes with Aaron Dykes, has broken all that down and is also a medical doctor with 2 medical degrees. But this is all on record. But I want listeners to understand something. You can see it. All the scripting, the new terror alerts, the TSA with the telescreens going in, all of this is being done with big jumbo screens in public places saying spy on your neighbors, because they're bringing this country into a total depression with inflation because of dollar devaluation in the oil, in the food, and there is going to be restlessness. And so bin Laden and al-Qaeda is just the cover for the rollout of the high-tech spying police state grid. There's been a full-court press in the last year. That's why I said it's coming. With every major professional I know, prominent doctors, lawyers, my father, and then other dentists that he works with being approached at their office and at home saying, please spy on everybody for us. And this has nothing to do with al-Qaeda. They are finding out who will work with them in a total takeover, and they're setting up the Internet kill switch, the Internet ID system. It's all coming down. They're announcing, yes, the cell phones are watching you. Yes, we're going to torture people. Notice how they're saying torture's great. Here's my final point. We need an article about this to point this out to everybody. If torture's so great, why did they kill bin Laden? Now we learn the order was to kill him. Because they don't want the secrets, even if you believe they really killed him. They didn't want his history with the CIA and all the secrets he's got coming out. They wanted him dead. Even if you believe the official fable, if torture's so great, he was the treasure trove of all intelligence, they should be waterboarding him right now. Folks, none of it makes sense, because it's only designed for the lowest common denominator of citizens who barely pay attention or maybe just read the headlines. The people that ran the hoax saying they killed bin Laden are the same people that staged 9/11. They are the same military-industrial complex. And these childlike people say, well, why would Bush let Obama bring this out later, not himself? Because they all work on the same team at that level, and they wanted to use bin Laden then, saying he was still alive, to be the boogeyman. Steve Watson, incredible job. Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up next with Aaron Dykes. Steve, thank you for helping ride shotgun here the last 2 days. He does great work over at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. My new video is out. terrorism's big dirty secret at InfoWars.com, linked in red.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back on the Alex Jones broadcast. This is Aaron Dykes taking the baton, if you will, from the Watson Brothers. We have so much important news going on. Dr. Steve Pachinik is coming up at the half hour. Right now, we want to go to Alex's latest YouTube video, Terrorism's Biggest Dirty Secret, all about the statistics of how undangerous all these supposed terrorists are. Let's cue it as soon as possible.
I'm here today to talk to you about terrorism's big, dirty secret. And no, it's not that governments stage events or finance criminal groups to carry out events so that those governments can crack down on their populations. Everybody knows about false flag, from Gulf of Tonkin to Adolf Hitler and the Reichstag, or Gleiwitz to start the war with Poland in 1939. For the sake of debate, let's just say 9/11 is exactly like they told us. Let's say Gulf of Tonkin was real. Doesn't matter if it's admittedly staged. Let's just say it was real. Let's say the Reichstag was real. Let's say it's all real. It's all real. Bin Laden's assassination is real on May Day, May 1st. It's all real. Everything's true. Government never lies.
Government can be trusted and loved and cared about, and the big mega corporations that are not free market but use government to shut down their competition, they can all be trusted. Everything is happiness. Everything is love. Everything is reality when government tells you so. Anyone who questions a government statement or a major corporate statement is a conspiracy theorist. They're a truther. They're a birther. They're a deather. There's a label pre-made for them. Being skeptical is a criminal act. It's outrageous. These people are nuts. They should buy whatever they're told. It's horrible to question. Buy everything. Be gullible. I agree with that. So, let's then talk here about numbers, about facts, and look at terrorism and its big, dirty secret. And I hope you'll look this up for yourself, but all of it is public information. Most of you already know this when you hear it. The big dirty secret is, even if you buy the official story about terrorism and everything else we're told, and that now they want to have TSA at all the malls and grocery stores sticking their hands down our pants, because after all, we'll put up with their hands down our pants, we'll certainly give them our labor and our tax money, but they're good folks keeping us safe from terrorists. I forgot, well, the border's wide open. Again, I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist and even have critical thinking and question anything they're saying. The point I'm trying to get at here is the big, dirty secret. Are you ready for the big, dirty secret about terrorism? No, it's not that it's false flag. They never stage anything. They're good folks. No, it's something that everybody knows. And it's this. They hype the living daylights out of it. Let's say it's real. On average, less than 20 Americans die a year from terrorism. But the media hypes it up with all this fear and look at them and this hatred and this tribalism, the outsider, and it's used as a distraction from the imploding economy, the illegal wars, all the things that are happening. No one can deny that. I looked it up. On average, over 100 people die a year of honeybee stings from allergic reaction. Hundreds and hundreds die of peanut allergy. Hundreds more of wasp stings. Hundreds and hundreds, close to 1,000 every year, from snake bites. Water moccasins, rattlesnakes, coral snakes. Do you see big terror announcements, the fear, a rattlesnake with a bin Laden beard and a turban? We've got to invade all these countries and go after all these nations because these snakes are killing close to 1,000 people a year. You have a better chance being struck by lightning, dying of a bee sting. You have hundreds and hundreds of times a better chance of dying in a car wreck, over 200,000 a year. Tens of thousands dying from hitting their head in the shower or on the pool. But do they hype it all up? Government cares so much about you. Here's the big secret, the big hoax. Government tells you, man, the government's job is keeping you safe. And we care so much that we're spying on all of you and watching you. And we get the Homeland Security documents. And almost all the spies are focused on gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, landowners, independent people that don't want to be part of the collectivist hive board. And so the big dirty secret is it's all a big hoax. If they're actually worried about deaths, they'd be concerned about the over 200,000 deaths a year from faulty prescription drugs. The 300 plus thousand deaths from mistakes at the hospital. The list goes on and on. No, they don't give a rat's behind about you and your family. They use really junior high or even childish boogeyman parables about scary men in turbans who want to kill you if you don't give your rights up and accept all these new wars. It's so elementary. Since when did Land of the Free, Home of the Brave become a shaking, cowering, Rent and Stimpy chihuahua afraid of the boogeyman? Since when did we say, take all my rights, keep me safe? Since when? And statistically, in the World Almanac, terrorism deaths for U.S. citizens is way down at the bottom. More people die when they plug in their coffee maker and the tile's wet and they get electrocuted. More people die when a bumblebee stings them. But We've got to change our whole way of life and endless hype and all the hysteria for something that is a vapor, an apparition, a delusion. They are creating irrational fears, and that's the big hoax. That's the big dirty lie. To have us fleeing over the edge of a cliff, running from an enemy that doesn't exist. You know, the British hunt pheasant by having their servants beat the bushes, bang on pots and pans and a wedge, and drive the pheasants out of the woods towards their palatial lords, hunting them with 12-gauge shotguns. And that's what bin Laden and all the rest of it is. The threat isn't bin Laden. The threat isn't Amir al-Awlaki when he's not hanging out at the CIA. The threat is the beaters beating the bushes. That's the terrorists. So in a way, they are the threat. They drive you out towards the real threat, the royals lined up with their shotguns, shooting the pheasants that have been driven in fear out to be shot. The wicked fleeth when none pursueth. That's always one of my favorite Bible quotes, and I didn't steal that from True Grit. It's been one of my favorite quotes for years, but I'm glad they used it. So you've been given the big dirty secret. And it's right there for you to go find out for yourself. You've got hundreds of times better chance dying in car wrecks. We still drive cars every day. We still accept the risk. Hundreds of times a better chance dying of bad drug interactions. You still take the prescription drugs. Many, many times a better chance of dying from a bumblebee or a wasp or a honeybee. So why do you have this irrational fear? Because deep inside your anthropology, your sociology, you have an archetypal fear of the other tribe coming to enslave you, coming to kill you. And in that is a great truth. In our human development on this planet, hurtling through space around the standard sun, the greatest threat we ever faced was the neighboring tribe deciding to come and kill all the men and take the women and children for themselves. Every culture's done it. And so when you see a guy wearing a dress and a turban and a beard, it's scary. And when they tell you the tribal enemy is coming to get you, you line up and you do what you're told. And the sociologist and anthropologist know that if they show you a man in a dress, bin Laden, you will crap your pants and give over your entire life to them. They're punching primitive buttons built into you for survival 50,000 years ago. We're facing a new enemy. And there comes the next instinct and the ultra secret they don't want you to know and what they're afraid of. Humanity are the ultimate survivors, the super dominant species of this planet. The omnivore super predator. It is because we adapt that we are all powerful on this planet and will project our species into the galaxy. Because we develop quickly, we adapt quickly, and we may be manipulated through some 50,000-year-old template.
Okay, folks, the rest of the video is on Infowars.com and on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, and Alex makes a great point. Ordinary life is very dangerous. There's bee stings, there's lightning, there's accidental drownings, electrocution, all of it more common than terrorism. The point of terrorism is not the acute danger, but it's the fear factor, the actual false flag attacks perpetrated by Al-Qaeda, by bin Laden, are just the inciting incidents for the drama they want to unfold because they want to institute the police state, the security checks, they want to expand the wars overseas, and Alex is totally right. That is just the distracting panic mode incident to get you to focus on their agenda, to move you out of the bushes, metaphorically, into the open where you're easy prey. And we've never been in greater danger, at least it appears that way, with this new bin Laden myth. Coming up after the break, we have the White House phone numbers. I'll go ahead and give them out now. The comment line is 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111, and the switchboard is 202-456-1414. That's the switchboard at the White House. Call them. Tell them to stop the operation of government terrorists. Do not stage new terrorist attacks. We'll be back after the breaks. Dr. Steve Pachinik coming up. I'm Aaron Dykes. This is the Alex Jones Show. Red Alert. Back after the break.
want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this town he shined his light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, "You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything."
You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything, folks. That's as good an anthem as we're going to have. We're at another red alert. Those of us who have known 9/11 was a false flag event, those of us who have known the Bin Laden shadow puppet enemy is a hoax, have been beating the drums for almost a decade, but it's time to stand up again and tell them to stop. Do not stage new terror. We're trying to stop the military-industrial complex, the globalists who want to hijack these scare tactics to expand wars, to maintain the military budget, even while we have unprecedented rhetoric about dropping the budget in Washington. Well, we need to let them know. We know what's going on. We know the Bin Laden death is a hoax. We have expert Steve Pachenik coming up in the next segment. But we need to call the White House. We need to call Homeland Security. Contact them at their online reports. Let them know. The White House number again is the comment line, 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. The switchboard number is 202-456-1414. 202-456-1414. Let them know we know who the real terrorists are, and we don't want to see another stage attack like 9/11. We don't want even greater security. We've already pushed back against the TSA invasive practices. We don't want security at our shopping malls and grocery stores. Ordinary life is dangerous enough, as you saw in Alex Jones's video. Just briefly, before we continue with the Bin Laden events and all this staged terror, I just wanted to touch on the GOP debates last night hosted by Fox News. It was the so-called weak field. We saw already in 2008 trying to obscure Ron Paul's run, trying not to let a libertarian-minded constitutionalist rise to the top of the fray. So it's no surprise to see them manipulating events all over again. We had the AP and Reuters staging some kind of protest of the GOP debate because they weren't given full access. Thus, they reported less on this debate. And moreover, we saw this false positioning of an alternate dark horse candidate, this Herman Cain fellow, who used to work for the Federal Reserve people. He's being positioned as the Tea Party, populist movement, rather than Ron Paul, who they gave almost no focus on, didn't talk to after the debates, didn't talk about after the debates. And I want to play one very brief 30, 45-second clip of Frank Luntz. He does these Fox News these Fox News focus groups, and it's completely staged. He handpicks these Republican responders, ordinary people, so-called, leads them down the path, and you'll see he accidentally chooses alphabetically to talk about only Herman Cain. Roll the clip, please.
And so who won tonight's debate? For that answer, we now check in with our very own Frank Luntz. He's standing by with a group of South Carolina GOP primary voters. Frank.
Sean, we got 29 of the most important people in America sitting right behind me right now. Let's go right to them. Who won the debate? Let's go in alphabetical order. How many of you think Herman Cain won the debate? Well, we can stop right there. John, I want a word or phrase to describe Herman Cain.
He answers the question most direct.
A breath of fresh air.
Common sense.
Talking points. No.
All right, that's enough. You've got 29 very closely handled supposed focus groups. This Frank Luntz is a complete joke. It's a way of staging false reaction to this GOP field before the so-called front-runner candidates even get to appear. They didn't even mention Ron Paul. I was up all night working on this video of Alex and the terrorism thing while monitoring Fox News' post-debate coverage. They talked about all kinds of other stuff, other candidates, people who weren't even at the debate. Ron Paul and much less the New Mexico governor were not even mentioned. It's just a joke. But we have even more important fish to fry. It's just interesting to watch as the politics begins to unfold for 2012. Bin Laden and Dr. Steve Pachenik coming up after the break. And call the White House. We'll give out that number one more time.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning-fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program, 800-477-9256, or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back on the Alex Jones Show. This is Aaron Dykes filling in. Alex is out of town, but this is no time to sit down. This is no day off. We've got to stand up and let everyone know we don't want to see a new stage terror. We don't want wider wars. We don't want to be provoked by this security complex, police state. It's very important that you tell your friends, your neighbors, perfect strangers, and call the White House. Let them know we see through these tactics. We know who the real terrorists are. One more time, the White House comment line is 202-456-1111, 202-456-1111, and the switchboard, 202-456-1414. You can also find that at whitehouse.gov, and there's also ways to report incidents of suspected terror activity and other related stuff at Homeland Security. But right now we go to Dr. Steve Pachenik. He's an absolute counterterrorism and security expert. He worked under, I believe, 4 presidents, including directly under Henry Kissinger, Cyrus Vance, George Shultz, and James Baker, all at varying roles as Secretary of State and or National Security Advisor under the corresponding presidents. He has numerous PhDs, a background as a psychiatrist, and is the first psychiatrist to receive a PhD focusing on international relations. You can more or less guess what that means, something along the lines of black ops. But I'll let Steve Pachanik explain himself. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much for that introduction. But quite frankly, really, it's not just black ops. What I was really trained to do, and it was a formal training between Harvard and MIT, was really to understand strategy, tactics, how to develop treaties, how to do conflict resolution without using our military, and how to use our military in a way that they didn't have to go to war. And so I was involved in Camp David, the peace treaties between Israel and Egypt, and then the conflicts in the Palestinian areas, and then was brought back in to do the peace treaties, the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia, and disarming them without arms. But I do work with our military, and I have great respect for them, but I have in various roles. I think everything you said was correct. I think the audience should be aware of anything that resembles a suppression of liberty or an increased security in the name of homeland security or a stand down or a false flag operation. But from my point of view at this point in time, I think that your public and the public in general, but I think the Alex Jones shows and many other shows have really encouraged the American public to stand up and say, listen, we're not stupid. And, you know, 9/11 occurred and that happened. But that's not going to happen again. And this whole story and nonsensical story of Osama bin Laden, who's already been dead for 10 years from Marfan syndrome, can't be used as a pretext for further increased security against the American public and a reason to send our brave men and women into wars that are really not of any great advantage for our national security, but in effect let China come into Pakistan and use their resources, and China come into Afghanistan to use their resources. So the issue now becomes, does Obama understand that he has made a very big mistake, along with his White House cronies and sycophants, and that if they pursue this nonsensical story, which even the New York Times is pointing out on the front page, Elizabeth Buehler is pointing out the inconsistencies. Now, when the New York Times points that out, you know very well, there's a serious problem that the story just doesn't work anymore. That doesn't diminish the role of our military. That doesn't diminish the role of a brave intelligence operatives who are out there for many other reasons than terrorism. We do have other problems which have to do with drug cartels, gang wars, and other issues I don't want to get into, but at this particular point in time, there is very clear voice, the loud, unspoken, but very clearly heard voice from the American public to Obama and his coteries, cease and desist this nonsensical PSYOPs operation. And I'm just one single individual, an American citizen, no better, no worse, somebody who served 8 to 9 times in our government, and is willing to die once again to say we can't continue this cronyism, the capital cronyism, the collector cronyism, and the psychological operations that they've been pulling, not against, not only in the world against Muslims, innocent Muslims, but also against the United States of America that consists of all types of people. So that can't continue. And Obama is on notice, and he's on notice very clearly. And if he continues to pursue this nonsensical psyops with stories that make no sense whatsoever, the inherent contradictions will blow up in his face as they're doing now, and eventually he'll have to confront the American public with another one of his lame speeches. But we'll see what happens.
What does it mean that they've resurrected this specter of bin Laden at this not only at a politically expedient point in time, but at a time where they're looking to more or less rebrand our war on terror? They've already told us they wanted to go on 40, 50, 100 years, but we're in this new front with Libya. Al-Qaeda is a sort of ally again, as it was in the Yugoslav war years. Why have they resurrected bin Laden at this time, and why is that an indication that we're on watch for greater terror alerts?
Well, there's one word for that, and that word is desperation. When you really don't know what to do, when you don't know how to bring the increased number of unemployed people back into the labor force, and you really don't know how to control the Congress, and you really don't know how to control the budget, and you don't know how to deal with a fiscal irresponsibility. The big national security problem is not Al-Qaeda or anybody else. It's our debt and our financial crisis. What it means is that when you're desperate and you can't deal with internal problems, you always look to external issues. And this is a classical psychological operation, which Hitler did when he had used prisoners of war to basically invade Poland. When any country has an internal problem, they externalize their problem. In this case, Obama fell into the old, trite, and almost pathetic psychological operation where we say we have Osama bin Laden, and Obama had ordered Panetta to shoot Obama. Well, Osama, there's a Freudian slip again, but basically when you, Osama bin Laden, I mean, it's all becoming so ridiculous that it's almost like a Walt Disney. I have to explain what's happening in Disneyland, and it's getting very tiresome to explain that. The ridiculousness of the PSYOPs operation is really ridiculous from a PSYOPs point of view, which I taught for over 30 years and was involved in. This is so poorly constructed that even within the psychological operation, it doesn't make sense. You're resurrecting a man who everyone in the community knows was dead 10 years ago. The men in the CIA who were involved know very well that he was had died of Marfan syndrome. The Bush under Clinton, actually, and the Bush administration used it. That didn't work, and so they created a narrative which Bush Jr. perpetrated, and it didn't work then. And now Obama's resurrecting it out of desperation because he wants to, one, look very assertive, two, more than anything else, this man, who has really done very little in his life and also in the presidency, wants to resurrect the notion that he's a very assertive leader, and that having been assertive and having reaffirmed that he's an American citizen through a birth certificate, quote, end quote, he now can show you that not only is he American, but he's really a John Wayne American because he can go out and kill the man who's already dead.
I exactly, mean, really exactly. Absurd.
And you mentioned Panetta to go in and kill a dead man.
Sorry, you mentioned
he wants to get reelected in 2012 and really preempt the Republican Party. Since the Republican Party is very weak and the Tea Party has been marginalized, and there's almost no one in the system that will reality.
Dr. Pachinik, you mentioned Panetta. How important is it that he's moving to Secretary of Defense at this time? How important is it that he looks tough on terror? So that they can maintain some support for all these wars?
Well, actually, he's been a very dysfunctional individual. I don't know the gentleman. I know his history. He's really comes out of the school of what we call the pandering school of politicians. He's just a low-level politician who worked for Clinton. He is very good in one area, and that's budget allocation. He knows nothing about the military. When he took over the CIA, it was a disaster under him. As you remember, there was a whole episode where 7 operatives were killed because they couldn't vet out one of the informants, who was a doctor, by the way. And then he's been killing civilians repeatedly with the drone attacks. So it has changed from a CIA, has changed from an analytical and intelligent and a human operation into basically reallocating special forces and mercenaries. So most of the CIA right now is really a mercenary unit with special forces reallocated in. So there's really no more or very little of what we used to have in a very effective CIA under Bush Sr. and other precedents. I think his coming to Secretary of Defense is a very serious mistake. I don't think he's qualified. I don't think he really knows anything about the military. He knows really nothing about national security. His poor performance as a CIA director just reaffirms the fact that the president really doesn't care about performance. Neither did Bush Jr., and he just wants really loyalty and sycophants around him who he thinks he can control. His only asset, which is a strong asset, is budget allocation. But given the fact that he was a politician, still is a politician, is not an intelligence operative, really doesn't understand intelligence, I think this is not a very good sign. the best Secretary of Defense we have had up to date, besides George Marshall, has been Gates. There's no accident that Gates was brought in. Many of us who worked for Bush Sr. were great advocates for Gates instead of having Donald Rumsfeld, also an incompetent Secretary of Defense, and a very dangerous one at that. In this case, Panetta is not as malevolent or Machiavellian as Rumsfeld was, whom Bush Sr. really didn't like, and none of us in the White House who worked for Bush Sr. in the State Department ever liked or respected. Panetta is really much more incompetent. Gates, unfortunately, has been one of the best secretaries of defense. He knows exactly what our strategies need to be. He knows exactly what the allocation of resources are required. But unfortunately, he's tired. And I think he's tired of a lot of the nonsense that's going on in this administration, and he wants to go back to private life. I don't know the gentleman. I know all of him. We've been in many administrations together, but I have a great respect for him. I have a great respect for his generals who work underneath him, Petraeus and others. And I think we will have a strong military. I do not believe that our military, not the National Security Guards, but our military will ever shoot American citizens. Let me repeat that again. And let me tell that to our intelligence operatives who are listening to the show. Again, let me explain it to you. Gentlemen and ladies, do not in any way think that our military will ever, ever shoot American citizens. Those who serve our country and are dedicated to our country will not do what happened in 1970 in Ohio at Kent State and kill several students. If that happens, Obama has much more than a serious problem. He has a revolution. So I am not convinced that it's going to happen. Whether we have incompetent people in the so-called paramilitary and the more local law enforcement, so the TSA and the so-called Homeland Security, and an accident occurs there, that's more likely. But from the point of view of professional military, the ones that I know that are not self-aggrandizing and not promoting themselves in the newspapers, and you don't know about them, nor should you. These are very professional, dedicated patriots to our country. Plus, we have many veterans in this country, including myself and millions of others who serve the country, that will not allow a stand-down false flag operation to occur again. And furthermore, we really have to look at the problem of what happens to these men and women who go to the countries who are sent by civilians who've never served in the military, including Clinton, Bush Jr., and Obama. And basically, what happens is when they come back, they don't have a house because the banks foreclosed on them. They don't get health benefits because the VA doesn't have enough money to provide them with mental health. And they don't have the reimbursements that are required for them. So we not only send these men and women to death for causes that are never clear and are never very relevant to our national security, but when they come back, we discard them as cannon fodder, and that is inexcusable. So what happens in effect is that we are building up a critical mass, including myself and millions of other veterans who served this country for many years, who are disgruntled, disappointed, angry, and that will be funneled into an articulation that could be quite serious to this presidency if he does not be careful about the narrative that he is continuing.
Doctor, you're right. There's a lot of military and police who know better than to follow legal orders, and that's why we have great organizations like the Oath Keepers trying to reach those people and remind them not to follow illegal orders, that their loyalty is to the American people. But I want to switch gears briefly to the whistleblower. I mean, A, recap the warning that you were told by a top general that 9/11 was a false flag, that your knowledge about bin Laden, but also the role of whistleblowers. The Madoff whistleblower was ignored for a decade. You blew the whistle almost a decade ago, barely any attention. Sybil Edmonds was an FBI translator. She blew the whistle. So many others. There's been people trying to beat the drum on this issue. What's it going to take to really take the 9/11 false flag, we don't want a continuing war on terror movement into the mainstream of the ordinary public?
Well, let me, with all due respect to you and the audience, I'm not a whistleblower. I literally am just an American citizen who, when I saw the events of 9/11, not only did I understand what happened, but remember, I teach this at the war colleges and in various places, so I knew right away who was involved, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz again, never been held accountable, Hadley, Condoleezza Rice, Elliot Abrams, you have a whole bunch of these neocons. The answer is, it's very simple. I really never stopped going on the air, and Alex Jones is one of the first people to bring me up. But the reality is, we have to go on the air repeatedly and elect officials whom we feel really represent the voice of the people. Now, the beginnings of the Tea Party, and I'm not here to criticize them, had that initial urge of saying, look, we want less federal government, we want transparency, and we have one accountability. That all sounds fine, but the minute it was co-opted by very razzle-dazzle personalities and extremely charismatic people, who I don't in any way begrudge, because that's the American way, it was immediately diminished in importance. So what really happens? The critical group in this country of people who really have an invested interest in transparency and in national security are by definition the veterans. We who have fought, the men and women and the children who fought for our country in the various wars, understand what it means that liberty is not given to us. We have to acquire it. But we will not go out and kill for just purposes that are defined by civilians who've never been in war and have no strategic end other than their own political self-aggrandizement.
Doctor, we're going to be back on the other side to continue on this line. I'm Aaron Dykes. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793, call 877-747-2793, or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We'll be right back.
Okay, we are back in the last segment with Dr. Steve Pachinik. Doctor, we have so many more questions to ask you. First off, I want to know, could you do 5 minutes with us into overtime?
Absolutely, no problem. For the Alex Jones Show, I'll do another hour.
Well, thank you very much. Look, there's been Forbes, there's been New York Magazine, other mainstream publications. They've reported on you being on the show in the last few days. They admit that you are who you say you are, but they're trying to belittle it. They're joking about it. They're not paying serious attention, but they have been forced to respond. What do you make of that, sir?
I don't know, because I don't buy Forbes. I don't respect the Forbes family. If you know anything about the Forbes family, you will know with the Delano family, they were in the drug business in the 1890s, 1880s. They were selling opium to China in the Boxer Revolution. So they can say whatever they want. All I think they want is for somebody to buy their subscription. But it's of little value to me what Forbes has to say. What's the other magazine, The New Yorker? That's a joke. That's really a self-righteous magazine for liberals on the West End Avenue and 85th Street who could sit there and mull over, but I have no interest in any of them. You know, I'm too busy doing business and really, quite frankly, enjoying going on your show, but I have no time to read most of that. They know they're extinct, so there really is nothing there of interest. There's nothing to address there. I think basically they delegitimized themselves a long time ago. But it's
that's what we see in all the mainstream,
family history, where they were drug pushers, and they have been for a long time. And then Forbes himself, I think, should be very careful as to whether he says anything, because his own father and his family has a very, very dark history and many, many aspects. So I would consider that they should shut their mouth up and just close up business, and probably they should join your show and go on the Internet. That's my attitude.
Exactly. What do you see on the front? Do you see another false flag in the works with all this hype propaganda?
And well, you know,
where would you expect to see
it? From the point of view of the extremist, you would see a false flag. But as I said to you before, it's a very dangerous concept for anyone in the, and that's why I'm saying again to my colleagues in the intelligence community and the military community, if they're even thinking, just thinking of doing a false flag. It's a very dangerous consideration, because this country is not the same country it was in 2001 when they pulled a false flag and stand down operation. Everybody knows now what stand down means, what a false flag. If for any reason there happens to be something that even smells of a false flag, they will have a very serious disturbance in the United States populace. And I don't think Obama understands it. I don't really think many of his coterie do. But fortunately, there are some very bright people in the White House, and they know who they are, and they're listening to me, and they understand. I think it's best that they cease and desist this absurd narrative of this, of the attack on a mortuary to get a body that was dead for 10 years, and just stop it. Because even the New York Times and Bill Keller, who I do admire, the managing director, and I've known him since he was a writer, a young writer, you know, they're beginning to question this. And Roger Ailes, who I admire immensely, who's head of Fox News and who created Fox News, he knows that this is absurd. And even though his people below him, the other shows, these people, and Ted Turner, who lives in Montana, I mean, these are very smart individuals. And at some point, they're going to make their own paper say, okay, it's enough. The American public doesn't buy it. They don't want it. Let's talk about the real issues, which is a deficit. The biggest national security problem, without a doubt, is right now our economy.
Dr. Steve Pachinik, we're going to continue on the other side in a few minutes of Overdrive. This is the Alex Jones Show. You want to hear all this information, I guarantee you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.